1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH New Center Time is 8:21 and the third Thursday of each month. Check in with Greenwich Association of Realtors for the Greenwich Real Estate Report. I am joined on the line by the Executive Vice President, CEO of the GAR, Stacy Lowe. Pam Pagnani will be hopefully joining us momentarily. Brian Tunney out of town. And I think Pam is just checking in on the line right now. And let's bring them both up. And good morning, Stacy. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
All right. We'll start you off with Stacy. Give us the rundown for the month of June of 2024.
Sure. So it was a good month. There were 64 single-family closings reported across all areas of Greenwich. That's compared to 77 closings in 2023 for the month of June. The median sale price was very steady, so a 0.39% increase to $2.56 million, up from $2.55 million in 2023. Average days on market was cut in half this year, so 44 days as opposed to 88 days in 2023. There were, in terms of inventory, we saw 66 new single-family listings brought to the market in June. That's a 13.79% increase in new listings compared to June 23 when there were 58 added. And at the month end, the inventory totaled 187 units, which is a 4.5% increase from June 23 when there were 179 units available. When we look at condos and co-op sales, we saw 18 condo and co-op residential closings. That's compared to 2023 when it was the same, so very steady there. The median sale price increased slightly to just over $1.1 million when it was $1.075 million in June 23. The average days on market was 42. That's compared to 41 days in 2023. And there were 15 new condo and co-op units brought to the market in June 24. That's compared to 21 units that were added in June 23. So active total inventory for condos and co-ops was 37 units. That's a 35.1% increase from June 24. That's a decrease when there were 57 units available. So the last piece of that is pending sales. Where are we at right now? We saw, as of close of business yesterday, there were 81 single-family homes pending for closing and 16 condo and co-op sales pending.
All right. Let's bring in Pam Pagnani. Good morning, Pam, and for Brian this morning. What's kind of your assessment of those numbers, Stacy, went over?
Well, I think that it really is telling the same story, that the inventory is quite low. When I look at the years, you know, prior, they're considerably higher. The pricing is seeming to be stabilizing with the flatness in the median sales price being where it is at $2.6 million, which is still quite high. Days on market always shows that there's a lot of activity, being that that was half. I think that's amazing to show how fast things are going. Another statistic I believe that wasn't mentioned is the price of the home, so that ratio of what the list price is and sales price, I believe now is about 102%. So that means that homes are going for the ask price and more, which often when it goes over means that there were multiple bids. So we're still seeing that on some of the homes that we have. And if we look at the actual second quarter, we see similar numbers to what Stacy just recorded, in the sense that closings are quite similar for the second quarter, 167 versus 150, just down 10%. Average sales price, 2.6, same as it was in 2023. Days on market, if we did that whole quarter, again, are halved. So I'd say on the whole, it seems like it's trying to normalize, but we still have low inventory, a lot of demand. I think it's still a seller's market.
Now, looking at the listings, there's the inventory, I should say, 187 last month compared to 179. I mean, it's an increase of 8 over year over year. Is that significant? Does that show there might be more inventory coming on?
There could be, but I will say that in years before COVID, we may have been up to 500 and 600 homes on the market at this time. So it's still quite a low inventory in the scheme of things.
But that's an anomaly, right? During the COVID, do you look back to say 2019 and
well, I'm talking about even before COVID. If you think that before COVID, we had a lot of houses on the market,
You're saying 500 or so? Is that meant that many?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the numbers right now. In 2019, we were at around 600. Active units.
Wow.
For average for 2019. And it kind of, you know, it fluctuates throughout the year, but it is typically between 500 and 700 units throughout the years, all of the year that I'm looking at our chart, all of the years prior to 2020,
COVID.
We were between 500 and 700 in active inventory.
Well,
one other thing is that think about before COVID, anything over 10 million or north of the Parkway, average days on market was 1,000. 1,000 days was
wow.
average.
Ooh, that's over 3 years, or about 3 years, right?
Yep. Ooh. And right now, what did she say? I believe that it was, let me just quickly look, days on market. Yeah, 44 this year.
Wow. So if you're selling and you're reasonably pricing it, you're going to get it, plus 2% maybe, right, Pam? Yeah. Wow. All right. How do we look now as we're into the middle of the summer? Is the market slowing down now?
Nope. People are still there. The buyers are lined up. And in typical, you know, jargon, you'd say, oh, it's the spring market I have to prepare for. That language just isn't as important anymore. I think it's a house, as you just said, that comes on, that's priced appropriately and is in good condition. There are buyers lined up ready to take that house.
All right. Give you the final word, Stacy. What do you think?
I agree with Pam, absolutely. I think the good news for those buyers who have been looking for a long time is that we are starting to see that uptick in, more listings. We've seen, I think it's a positive trend now for the past few months. So that's a really good sign after, you know, a few years of only negative trends in terms of inventory. It doesn't mean, you know, we're not seeing huge swings, obviously, but the more inventory we can get on, you know, we know that the demand is there. So any sellers looking to sell, call your realtor.
You got it. All right. That's Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, CEO of the Greenwich Association of Realtors. Pam Pagnani also in this morning for Brian Tunney. Stacy and Pam, thanks very much for your time this morning. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Bye. And that's our Greenwich Real Estate Report, looking back at the month of June over June. Next month, we'll take a look at July, and that'll be third week in August.